Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is Nader Boucher from Brian Hopkins. I'd like to serve you forever as a peace is starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services.
My name is Dahlia Support. It is a privilege and honor to present to you the sons and daughters of Israel Abel now entering the sanctuary. And it's now I'd like to turn over to the great personality.
Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. Shabbat shalom. Okay. Today, I am going to start with a review. And if I could have my first slide, please. The last time I spoke, I had done a Yemetria on foretold before it ever came to be to pass. And the number that came up was 2022. And from the Greek Strong's Exhaustive Concordance, it means to pour over, pour upon, or pour in. And I had related this to the overseer pouring into our wounds created by sin, the laws of Yahweh. Now, what I did was I did another search, and I put in the Israel Says program, pour in. And if I could have my next slide, please. This is what came up. In the ninth book of Israel, part 1, chapter 22, verse 1, it says, applause, shalom everyone, praise Yahweh, you may be seated. Wonderful, cool Sabbath, and lots of knowledge to pour in your head. And he was laughing about this. You know how he laughs when he gives us some really joyful information? May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. And then in the 12th book of Israel, part 1, this is the second part came up, and it says in chapter 3, verse 2, that news, this comes down to one of those times when I would that I could just unscrew the top of your head and pour in a whole bunch of information all at once to catch everyone up on what's taking place. Okay. What kind of information is he wanting to pour into our heads to catch us up on what's taking place? If I could have the next slide. Okay, one of the scriptures that came up was Psalm 1:2. But his delight is in the law of Yahweh. And in his law, he meditates day and night. Now look at the pink highlighting. Not in man's counsels. We need to remember this in this time period that we're going through, especially right now with what's going on out there in the world. All these laws and regulations and rules and everything else are starting to come into play that are being put into play by the governors and the leaders of the world. We must put our focus on Yahweh and his one cent. The next scripture, please, is Yeshua 1:8. And it says, this book of the law must never be missing from your mouth. This is what he's pouring into us, the book of the law. Yes, he gives us information of what's taking place in the last days. Mostly that's for the world to show them that the prophecies are coming true, that Yahweh is faithful in his plan. We need to go to the information that the house of Yahweh has provided for us. And if I could have my slide that says sources of research, these are the places that we need to focus 99.9% of our time. If I could have my next slide, please. It's a Israel Says program where you can search through the books of Israel and the special books that are included to find out what the overseer has given us information on these days. Yahweh.com, again, there's the blog, there's the downloads, there's the videos, there's the live streaming. You can even get the Sabbath review so you can get notes from the previous Sabbath. Yahweh's branch is where he posts his blogs, more intense information Revelation, explaining to the world and to us what is taking place in these days. And then Ask Yisroel. And the AskYisroel.com allows you to search not only through the books of Yisroel, but also the prophetic words and any of the blogs that are not on either one of any of those websites. Now, we are aware of what's taking place in these last days. If I could have my next slide, please. No, the Matthew 24. And it is Matthew 24:7. If you could show the slide, please. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines and pestilences, disease epidemics, and earthquakes in place after place. Now, he's going to be bringing, the overseer is going to be speaking in a few minutes, and he is going to be bringing us information on what we need to do in order to prepare for what's coming. And we are aware of the disease epidemic that is in the news right now, and that's the coronavirus. Now, one of the books that we recommend that you read, if you could show this book right here, it is The Real Cause of Global Warming. Now, I had done a gematria on this, and I have some numbers that one of the numbers that you need to look up, you need to look this up yourself, because it can't be brought out in mixed company. And it's number 1741, and it's from the Hebrew, and it means sickness, figuratively loathing, languishing, sorrowful. And in the Real Cause of Global Warming on page 18, the overseer says, the firmament is sick and sin is the cause of this sickness. Now, another number that came up was, it was for the Real Cause of Global Warming by Yisroel Hawkins. And the number is 2964. It comes from 2962. And it talks about Master, Lord, Master, Sir. And if you go to page 14 of the Real Cause of Global Warming, it talks about the history of the sacred name. And it goes into explaining the word Lord and what it means. The overseer foretold what's taking place in this time period. He has it in books, he has it in blogs, and he has it in the sermons. Please go to those sources and not the world. And with that, I take it to the next leader.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. You can be seated. So my title today is Escape These Things. Now, both you and I know that the shadow of protection are the feasts of Yahweh are a shadow of protection. And we also know that Yahweh has chosen a place out of all nations in which we are supposed to go to keep his feasts 3 times a year. For you know, Psalms 91 verse 1 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And that secret place is the place of protection, which is the house of Yahweh. Only this place here at Abel. And also Psalm 27:2-5 and Micaiah 4:1 talks about the habitation of Yahweh. And also Deuteronomy 12:5, which says, seek the habitation of Yahweh, which is this place. But being in this last day, Yeshua gives us a warning concerning these things which are soon to come, which are here now we see. And in Luke 21:34-36, it says, so be on guard, see to it that your minds are never clouded with carousing, drunkenness, or anxiety and worries of this life, so that day will not come upon you unexpectedly. For it will come like a trap on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Because of this, watch and pray always that you can be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. In the study guide under the What the Feast of Yahweh Mean to You, page 133, Pastor explains this scripture. It says, when Yeshua spoke these words of inspiration, he was contemplating and expounding the plan of protection which is offered to all of Yahweh's called out ones, the body of the Messiah. He was also meditating on the horrible things that are coming on this world, Yeshua knew the devastation that will come upon mankind because of man's own government. And when did man's own government begin? A great example is during the time of Samuel. Remember that? When they decided they will choose a king, and they decided that they rejected Yahweh to reign over them and chose a king instead. And by doing this, they went to Satan. Just like a coin has two sides, it was either Yahweh's way or Satan's way. So they decided to go the other way, which is Satan's way. And Satan became their teacher, and whatever she tells them to do, they will do. So we know that throughout the ages, Yahweh has warned that this Babylonian system of the people, by the people, ruled by Satan, will eventually bring destruction to the whole earth. And reading also from this same book, the study guide under What Yahweh's Feasts Mean to You, Pastor says that the world leaders admit the fact that for this world to have peace, this world must have a one world government capable of enforcing peace, putting down rebellion, and resisting against it. However, for such a government to abide indefinitely, it must also have a fair and righteous law, laws which are just and equitable for all inhabitants of this world. This is exactly the kind of kingdom which will soon take over this world and its present man ruling government. So I put in there, Maitreya, the one world government of the kingdom of Yahweh. And those numbers came up. If you drop the zero, the first number, 49, it means a cleansing, a purification. And we know Yahweh's laws change the hearts and mind. They purify us. And that's what we will do to all the world when Yahweh's kingdom is reigning. And 294 means to invest, to enrob. And 4016 means to throw all around, that is invest, with a palisade or with clothing array. And it made me think of Revelation 19:8, where it talks about being arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, the condition of being righteous in keeping Yahweh's laws. And we also know that man's government will only bring death and destruction, but Yahweh's will bring true peace, joy, and love. So I put in there, Maitreya, and we know that only comes through serving, learning, teaching. That's where you get true joy. So I put in there, Maitreya, serving, learning, teaching. That's where you find your joy, and you can see those numbers. 568 means Yahweh has said, and it's a promise that Yahweh gave us. If we keep his ways, we will have true peace, joy, and love. And in the Greek, it means to have out, that is, receive in fully. 3408 means to pay for service, rewards. And we know when we keep Yahweh's feast, we only get rewards. Yahweh promised us rewards. And I'm out of time. Remember, pray for those who are not yet here, for Yahweh is in full control, and they will soon be here according to Yahweh's timing. And this is our time for the next week.
Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. So I know that we're all rejoicing now because Yahweh's feast is near, new moon is on fourth day, and prophecy for this time period is all being fulfilled and coming to pass. Okay? So while we're rejoicing, getting ready for the feast, remember the words of our great overseer. Also, Connie Ditta used to say this a lot. You need to read The Mark of the Beast, remember? The Mark of the Beast, Volume 1 and 2, has a lot of information that we need right now. And remember that Yahweh inspired it to be written many years in advance before they started coming to pass. Those things that were written in those books. All the other ones, too, but those two especially. Okay, so remember the last time our overseer spoke, he was talking about the stuff that's going out in the world, the plagues that they're bringing upon themselves, and how the house of Yahweh, he said, is the only forever thing on the earth, and that we're going to remain strong and receive the gifts, and especially soon here, the gift of resurrecting the dead. Okay? Now, this is all the same time period that we've been harping on, is the end, and how he's really been telling us that this is the end, the last 3.5 years, the end of a 6,000-year period that was given to Satan and her gods to prove what sin will bring. Okay, and not just that, but to prove that Yahweh's words that he wrote and inspired to be written in the book of Yahweh are 100% true and accurate, and that we can put our trust in them. Now we can really see why Yahshua said, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken," when you see it coming before you, coming to pass before our very eyes. Okay, so the house of Yahweh is the only forever thing. And remember that word forever. We don't have time to go into all the definitions right now, but in the scripture, there's different like synonyms and different words for forever. There's everlasting, eternal, perpetual, never ending, no end, and will not pass away. Like Yahshua said, "My words will not pass away." Remember that? Okay, so remember in Genesis 3:22, we'll go ahead and read that. Genesis 3:22 on page 3. Then Yahweh said, "Behold, the man has begun." But then Yahweh said, "Behold, the man has become like one who has begun to know righteousness and evil. And now he must not be allowed to put out his hand and also take of the tree of life and eat and live forever." So you see there that Yahweh intended for us to live forever. His plan in Genesis 1:26, he said, "I will make man in my image and give them authority." But because of sin, this is like in a nutshell what our Ovchair has taught us. Because of sin and rejecting the tree of life, it was cut off and also guarded until the last days. Okay? Now, the last days is when Yahweh prophesied in Micaiah 4:1-3, Isaiah 2:2, and all the prophecies concerning the two witnesses, he would establish his house. And what's really interesting is in Isaiah 2:2 and Micaiah 4:1-3, you can go to Micaiah 4:1-3, you can see there in verse 3 where it says, "Nation will not lift up sword against nation, nor will they learn war anymore." It shows that in this last days when Yahweh's house is established, there is going to be nation lifting up sword against nation and war going on, just like Matthew 24:7 said. And it's interesting because our overseer did tell us that that sword means war. He wrote that in the Mark of the Beast, but he also talked about it last week. So we see there that Yahweh's house will be teaching war no more. And in Revelation 22:14, we see, "Blessed are those who keep his laws, that they will have right to the tree of life." So we know the tree of life is being restored, and blessings only come from Yahweh's house in these last days. Now, Yahshua, in verse 16, he said, "I sent my messenger." We all know that's Yisro Hawkins. Yahshua also said in Matthew 6:33, he said, "Seek first the kingdom of Yahweh," which is the house of Yahweh. And you can see, remember the word forever? In scripture, for example, Daniel 7:27, it says, "The saints of Yahweh, their kingdom will be an everlasting kingdom." You can see in scripture, Yahweh, he intends for us to have an everlasting kingdom of priests, and that's his plan for us. But we have to seek it first, and we have to want it. So we put in the Yematria, which is also a title of a letter that our great overseer wrote, was "The house of Yahweh is the only forever thing." And can we see what we got there? We got 322. That is pastor's tag number. So we see that the house of Yahweh is the only forever thing and tagged with our number. So we know that Yisro Hawkins is forever and the house of Yahweh is forever as well. And it's all in this time period of the end. And I really encourage you to read the Mark of the Beast Part 2, Chapter 18, and if you're in the book, it's on page 412. And it's entitled, "Abilene Means a Place of Gathering." And one of the things there, it says, "Yahweh is gathering his people through the work of his established house of Yahweh in these last days. This work will continue to grow until the only government," remember, the only forever thing, "the only government on the face of this planet is the government of Yahweh." And with this, if y'all please stand, I'm going to turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. How'd y'all like your entrance this morning? Anybody shocked? Raise your hand. I was a little shocked. It caught me by surprise. I'm like, whoa. Well, if the world, I mean, by the things that we're seeing in the world, Yahweh definitely has everybody's attention by now. So, praise Yahweh. The prophet of Yahweh, and I'm going to start off by speaking about Daniel. The prophet of Yahweh, Daniel, was inspired to write a little here and a little there concerning these last 3.5 years. And when he wrote it down, he wrote it as time, times, and the dividing of time. So I'm going to read Daniel 7:25 real quick. And he will speak great words, speaking about the fourth beast, which is the Roman Catholic Church. He will speak great words against Yahweh and will wear out, mentally attack to cause to fall away the saints of Yahweh and think to change times, which are Yahweh's feast days and laws, and they will be given into his hand until, notice that word until, a time and times and the dividing of time, which is these days now, these last 3.5 years that we're in right now, which are going to be cut short. Because if it wasn't cut short, then no flesh would be saved. So Revelations 13:2 shows that the dragon, which is that old serpent called the devil, gives the Roman Catholic Church their authority and their power to make these changes against the laws and Yahweh's feast days. The same power to give the beast in Revelations 13:10 to make fire come down from heaven, the nuclear burning that is soon to come. And in Isaiah chapter 24, it shows that what their ways will bring. So notice in Isaiah 24, it says, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant, the curse has devoured the earth, and the inhabitants of the earth are burnt and few men left. But Yahweh provides the way of escape for all of us, but also everlasting peace, joy, and love through the keeping of his laws, his 613 laws. And then in Matthias 6:33, he says, but seek first the kingdom of Yahweh and his righteousness, and all these things will be provided for us, will be provided the safety and the joy and the peace that we're searching for. And in Acts 3:19, it says, repent therefore and be converted so our sins will be blotted out, and the times of refreshing will come from the presence of Yahweh. So who are we supposed to look for? So in Zechariah chapter 6, verse 12, it speaks of this man who we're supposed to look for, the man whose name is a branch, because he's going to build the last day's house of Yahweh. So in Revelations 11:3, he says, I will give to my two witnesses to perform their prophetic office, and they will foretell events about these 3.5 years that we're in right now. And then in Isaiah 44, it just backs it up and he says, and who is I will foretell it and set it in order for me? Have I not told you, you are my witnesses? Then, and this is Yahweh's last and seventh work established by commandment by the same man spoken of in Daniel 12:7, which he raises up his right hand and his left hand towards heaven and vows by him who lives forever. It will be for a time, times, and the dividing of time, these last 3.5 years. So let me get into the Yamatria real quick. This great tribulation cut short by 1/3. One of the numbers is 436, and it comes out to the strong tree. So we all know what that strong tree is. It goes to, in the Brown Driver and Briggs, the tree of Moreh, which is mentioned in Genesis 12, verse 6, if you want to write that down. And that is known as the great stone of Abel. 2616 is the other number that came out. And get this, it means loving kindness toward our fellow man. And it reminded me of the seventh work, because we're known as the work that has the brotherly love. And in the Greek, one of the numbers, the 436, meant to oppose. And this reminded me of overseer Zerubbabel, the one who opposes Babylon, because he's opposing this Babylonish system and telling them exactly what their ways are bringing, because it's going to bring devastation to the whole entire earth. So just keep in mind that the Great Tribulation will be cut short by 1/3. So, and remember, also remember that truly, truly, I say to you, we were told these things beforehand so that when they came to pass, we might believe. And if you'd all please stand, I'll turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, family of Yahweh. Please be seated. This is exciting times, people. Are you leaping like calves from the stall? I'm telling you, this is exciting times. And when my head hit the pillow last night, the thought came in my mind, on this Sabbath day, the majority of the world has rested from their own work. And all they have to do now is tune into Facebook and they'll keep the Sabbath day holy. So please, every one of you listening, spread the links. Spread the House EI links. Have people tune in. They have nothing else to do but worry. Why? Give them that solution. That's our mission, people. That's our mission. So please, on this Sabbath day, spread the word, okay? Spread the word. Let them keep the Sabbath day holy too with us. Now, last time Pastor spoke, and I'm telling you, this is such exciting times. That's why I'm at the edge of my seat all the time. And he said, this is the first woe. And I was like, whoa. And he said, Yahweh even tells you how long this would be for. I'm like, whoa. By the time he was done, I think I said all three woes. But, I mean, I could not believe it, so I kept it in my mind. And I always remember that scripture in Revelations, everybody, if you're sitting at home, open up your King James Version, open up, dust, take the dust off that Bible, and open up to Revelations, the most scariest chapter in the whole Bible, and Israel Hawking will explain that this is exciting times. But this woe will only last, if you remember Revelations, 5 moons. 5 months. So, I did a little research, but before I get to my research, the reason why in the house of Yahweh, every information brought out has to be layered. Because if you're tuning in for the first time, you're like, why is she so excited? What is this? And I'm going to get into it just a little bit. What is this 7-year peace plan? This 7-year peace plan is what the whole prophecy is revolving around. It's a time period. It's a time period. But we know as of now, and please, if you need to go back and do your studies, do your studies. We are in the last of the 7-year peace plan. Okay, it's finally here. Now, I want to show, can I show the 3.5 years one? This is exactly how, if you read the Mark of the Beast, which all our teachers have taught us to go ahead and read, in the book, the Mark of the Beast, Pastor Hawking lays it out just like this. There is a line he dedicated in his book just to lay it out so we can visually see that this 7-year peace plan that this world believes they can bring peace will last for 3.5 years. There will be a miss. There will be a pause. Okay? And then the last 3.5 years, we are in that last 3.5 years. Which, if you read the scriptures, that's when the first woe begins. So let's see that for ourselves. Let's go ahead to Revelations. Now, I just want to give you a background. Revelations 8 starts to explain about that there's going to be the three woes, but we're going to start in chapter 9. Revelations 9. Let's open up to this scary book that to us is our hope, though. The world sees it scary, but to us, we are excited. Because everything Yahweh said thousands of years ago that he said will occur is now occurring. Revelations chapter 9. If you read just that headline, the seventh seal, the fifth trumpet, and we know that trumpet is always Israel Hawkins. He's the one sounding the alarm. The first woe. And when does it occur? The last half of the great tribulation. And that's where we are. Okay? Now, I want you to focus on verse 5. Okay, if you see there, and it was granted to them that they should not kill them, but they should be tormented for how long? 5 moons. And their torment was like the torment of a scorpion. You see that? Verse 6. They will seek death, but they won't find it. They will long to die, but death will flee from them. And you're thinking, okay, well, that's just words, but let me show you some news article that proves this, okay? So can I have my first slide of news article? That is the coronavirus that started in November 17. Write that date down. That's when it was, they traced it back. They traced it back. The first person that had it in China, they're tracing it to November 17th. Next article, this is showing the timeline. So we're focusing on the 5th. This is the timeline, and it's from ABC News. Can I have my next slide? Here in America, they start paying attention to it December 31st, okay? And January 11th, and so forth. But this is to prove you that even though America was, you know, coming on the scene in December, and January, okay, for using those months' sake, it really began on November 17th, okay? Now, before I get into that, I want to show you this breakdown on the overhead of this piece of paper here that I wrote down. And I want you to look at this If you don't have time to write it, don't write it. You can always go back to Facebook, watch the video. But I'm going to explain this here, okay? The five moons. The first case I proved to you was on November 17th. You add five moons. You get to April 17th. We know there's a wonderful event occurring. That is Yeshua's memorial, 4-7. It starts at sunset. But let's consider also Passover that starts 4-8-2020, ends at 4-16-2020 sunset. When is this five moons over? Pastor Joe Hawkins says that the Passover is the passing over. The plagues will pass over Yahweh's people and will not hurt us. We are the only protected place. And quickly, can I get my next slide? It's about the torment of the scorpion. I'm telling you, you have to dissect every single word of this scripture. And I said, well, let me look up what are the symptoms? What are the symptoms of the scorpion sting? It's a little hard to see there, but let me read it to you. Pain, numbness, tingling, swelling, warmth, difficulty breathing, muscle twitching, headaches, sweating, nausea, vomiting. It sounds like the coronavirus, doesn't it? Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. For the lack of time, can I get the slide that's up from the Time magazine? Coughing like I was going to die. Remember? They're seeking death, but they can't find it. Another person even said they were an inch from death. That's how they felt. They felt that way. Now, sisters, it's very important, and I thought it was pretty neat how in the Mark of the Beast, let me just read this in closing. It says, Pastor says it right here, comparing the strength of the army of this world with the power of Yahweh, because we know that's coming up next. We know the armies that Satan has is coming up next, okay? Is making, okay, so comparing it with the power of Yahweh is like matching a mouse against a mountain lion. Read Revelation 10 verses 3 to 6. It says right there that when the seventh thunder had uttered their voices about to write, I heard a voice from heaven saying, seal up those things which is seventh thunders uttered. But before that verse, it says that a cry with a loud voice. We know this is Richard Hawkins. He's crying out with a loud voice like a lion roars. You see that? That is Yahweh's lion right there. When Pastor Richard Hawkins was inspired that comparing the world's military to the power of Yahweh, do not fear. Yahweh's Malik will always show us how to be protected and safe. You all please stand for our next teacher.
Shabbat Shalom. Please take your seat in the house of Yahweh, the great house of Yahweh. Remember when you came to a point in your life and you realized something that you thought was true was actually a lie? It could have been that rabbits don't lay eggs, or a fat man doesn't come down the chimney and leave gifts. Or maybe it was when you realized that our Savior's name wasn't Jesus because the J wasn't invented till almost 1,600 years after his birth. So doesn't that make you wonder why lies told generation after generation become acceptable as truth? Have you told lies to your children? And do you wonder what other things that you think are true might be a lie? Well, there's a system out there that wants you to believe that man's knowledge will fix all of the curses caused by sin. And that's a lie. That's a lie. How long will man and his knowledge, how long have they tried to fix cancer? Do we still have cancer? How long has mankind tried to have peace through war? And do we still have war? How long, with the advanced technology and the development of vaccines, have they tried to stop harmful viruses? why do we have Corona, COVID-19? So why does the world trust in the weak knowledge of man? In Jeremiah 16, verse 19, now remember, that's a lie too, because Jeremiah was born before the J was invented also. So Jeremiah 16, verse 9 says, surely our fathers have inherited nothing but lies. As we get the next slide ready and put up, what is this system that refuses to acknowledge truth? In Revelation 13, 18, we see here, here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding count the number of the beast. And you see on this slide here that that number is 666. And you see what all goes with the mark of the beast is 666. Sin brings the 666. Evil like God, 666. Breaks laws, 666. Sick by sin. That's the cause of the sickness. Sin, and a death crown, 666. And we know that death crown, that corona means crown, and that is that first woe that our speaker previously spoke about. So the next slide shows the weak knowledge of men. And you see that on there, the number 1332 in the middle? Well, that's actually showing a double witness that 666 times 2 is the weak knowledge of man. Proverbs 16, verse 12 says, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. You see, there's many ways to death, but there is only one way to life. As we get our next slide ready and bring that up, we'll see here who teaches wisdom and truth. And we see that's 1962, and that's when the overseer offered salvation in these last days to this world and has continued to bring forth knowledge with wisdom and truth. And that way is Isaiah 2, 2 through 4 and Micaiah 4, 1 through 3. In the last days, we are in the last days, it has come to pass that Yahweh has established his house in the chief of the nations. And we are teaching the way of Yahweh. So we all will learn war no more. That's what the house of Yahweh is doing, is bringing life back. And let's bring up that next slide. And you know that in the scripture it says, a wicked generation seeks for a sign. Well, Yahweh has given us a sign, and you can see that in this here Yematria of Yahweh's sign is 828. 828 is the birth date of the great overseer, the last day's anointed witness spoken of in Isaiah 44, Zechariah 4, 5, and 6, and Revelation 11, 3, and many places other than that in the scriptures. We also see the life-giving branch, and that branch is spoken of in Zechariah 6, verse 12, where he says, to our high priest, the great Yeshua Messiah, behold the man whose name is the branch. So you see, he's showing the authority that's given this man. Life-giving words, 1074, and you see that is the overseer's tag number that only belongs to him, that was given, foreordained before the foundations of the earth were laid. Yahweh had that tag number for him. He is the only teacher of life. He is the only way to life. We go through him to our high priest to get to Yahweh. The life crown, 828, once again showing Pastor, the great overseer Israel Hawkins' birth date. In Yochanan, Mark 7 through 9, it says, how well you reject the laws of Yahweh, Catholic Church, Vatican. How well you have taught the great whores of this whole world to follow you in rejecting Yahweh's laws. It is you who has brought these curses upon this whole world. But 1 Corinthians 15, verse 55 says, power over sin is the law. And that's the only knowledge and wisdom and understanding that can stop the curses. Stopping the sin will stop the curses. Man's knowledge will never fix a curse that they have brought upon themselves by rejecting the laws of Yahweh. So I'm speaking to all the world right now. And I know when you come to the house of Yahweh, you will say, just as we here have been blessed to say and believe with all our heart, that blessed is he who has come in the name of Yahweh. At this time, let's turn it over to our next speaker.
Why would you not prefer peace?
Please be seated. Yahweh's peace be with each and every one of you. And I know here at the house of Yahweh, we prefer Yahweh's peace. Praise Yahweh. We wanted to show you that clip of the empty store shelves because that was taken by a lady who went to the grocery store right here in Abilene, Texas. Those were grocery store shelves right here in Abilene. But you can go on over to the Hakahan stores and we got some food on the shelves there. Yahweh's people, remember what King David said? Yahweh's people will never have to beg for bread, right? We will always be protected. And we're protected because we heed the warning of one great man, okay? Why do you suppose Yahweh wanted to work with one man? He could have chose several people to be screaming a warning all in this time period. But how many of you viewed into the news break yesterday where you had our president and all the officials on the TV telling us this opinion and that opinion and what they think and they're not sure and, well, we're going to go ahead and try this drug. Has it been tested? No, but it worked for malaria. Well, so we'll go ahead and... One man who does not give his own opinion, who is inspired and chosen by Yahweh to give us warning, right? And he's been giving us warning for many, many years. I am so thankful to be a part of the house of Yahweh. I can't imagine, you know, even if you're having a really bad day in the house of Yahweh, you trip, you stub your toe, whatever, you fall. Your worst possible day in the house of Yahweh is better than any great day in the world. Okay? We have a hope. We are taught. We're protected. In this time period, we should be rejoicing. We should not be scared. This is not some alien thing that is, what's going on? A plague. I would somebody would have told us. Right? Pastor has been inspired by Yahweh to be blasting this warning for many, many, many years, right? Praise Yahweh. There is a sermon series that Pastor gave many years ago when it was called Living in Current Prophecy. Well, I don't know about y'all, but we are living in current prophecy right now. Are we not? Praise Yahweh. There's no toilet paper on the shelves. That's what they said during week one of the panic. Well, guess what? Now there's no food. There's no food, so you won't need the toilet paper. Okay? Now, I want to read from... Pastor had this great blog, and it's called Coronavirus, they call it, but it's a plague. Six more coming. Okay? No surprise to us here in the house of Yahweh, right? Praise Yahweh. So I'm going to read a couple excerpts from this letter. And Pastor says, to understand what's taking place in this last prophesied 3.5 years of plagues, I'm going to read that again. Last
prophesied 3.5 years of the plagues. Please write that down. This is the time period that the plagues were prophesied to take place in. That just started, you need our book, The Real Cause of Global Warming. I'd like to also recommend that everyone watching and tuning in get The Mark of the Beast, Volume 1 and 2. Get yourself familiar. You don't even have to buy it. It's free on the Israel Says online, okay? Praise Yahweh. So it's not about making money. It's about giving the warning. It's all free. You can get it free. Now remember, the prince of the demons, Beelzebub, the crown that he's wearing right now, she's wearing right now, is the coronavirus. I want to tell you, how many of you ever, when you were young, wanted to be a time traveler? You ever? Okay, me too. I thought about time traveling. Well, I was able to do that. Okay, I just want to tell you, not trying to brag or anything, but I was in 1998 a couple days ago. And then the next day I was in 1999 and 2000. A group of young people, teenagers had this idea. And they invited me to be a part of the time travel. They said, you know, we could go back and we could listen to all the Yeshua memorial that pastor's done since 98 because it's on the internet and we can get it and listen to it. So if you want to, how many people want to time travel with us? You can jump on board. Go back, go on the internet and get these sermons, Yahshua's Memorial, 1998, 99, 2000, 2001. You got a lot of years. You better hurry. And you can make it to 2020, right? Be ready for 2020? We can't watch that one yet, unless you can travel ahead, which none of us can do yet. Only our great overseer has that ability to be able to go back and forth in time through dreams, visions, and the way that Yahweh has it set up. Now, in Luke 24, verse 25, Yahshua said, what did he say? Fools and slow of heart, they don't believe. They did not believe what the prophets have spoken. And that's why they're standing there scratching their head saying, well, I don't know, how did this occur? It's not what this coronavirus, it's what caused it. What caused it? We already know. You're way ahead. You're way ahead in the house of Yahweh. And why? Because one great man has taught you. Yes, they were laughing. They were laughing at him in 2008 when they arrested him and put him in jail. And they arrested him when they arrested him and were laughing at him about the global warming. And he was talking about the microbes. And he was talking about the sin. And he was talking about the effects of sin. And he was talking about what sin would bring. Are they laughing now? And they won't be laughing because Pastor says, and I'm going to quote, this first plague will only last a short time. The second plague will be far worse. I'd like to play a clip for you right now.
Well, the King James said pestilence, but that word means disease epidemics. Disease epidemics, it's an old English word, and that's exactly what we're seeing today, but it's going to get much worse than this. And that's exactly what we're seeing today, but it's going to get much worse than this. A new study suggests the U.S. government's billion-dollar stockpile of flu medicine may have little effect in the pandemic. And the risk can be high. The outbreak in 1918, I've read you that before. They use wagons in that time, pulled by horses and mules. In 1918, I was born in 1934. This was some of the plagues. This next plague in this generation is going to be worse. This next plague in this generation is going to be worse. This next plague in this generation is going to be worse.
Is the worst yet to come, Dr. Fauci?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We will see more cases and things will get worse than they are right now. Things will get worse than they are right now. How much worse we'll get will depend on our ability to do two things, to contain the influx in people who are infected coming from the outside, and the ability to contain and mitigate within our own country. Bottom line, it's going to get worse. Bottom line, it's going to get worse.
Okay. Is it going to get worse? Who said it first? Pastor. Yeah, they're finally listening to what he's saying. In Micaiah 4, 1 through 3, it talks about in the last days that the mountain or the promotion of the house of Yahweh would be established and that all people would eventually flow here. I want to tell you, okay, I want you to write this down because there's another epidemic, okay? And you're going to hear it here first, okay? You got your pens ready? The house of Yahweh. The views are spreading faster than the coronavirus. Do you know how many, remember our presentation, the women's presentation last week? Over 3 million views. Over 3 million views. Yes, that's spreading faster than the coronavirus. And the more these plagues come, and the more our great teacher, with his warnings, the house of Yahweh will continue to be lifted up, and you will see that the house of Yahweh, yes, the views are going to increase faster than these plagues. And you got to be sitting here first. Praise Yahweh. Pastor says in this letter, if you don't release Yahweh's people from your bondage of sin, the micro kingdoms will bring this second plague to your attention. It's impossible for mankind to fight the microbes. The army of Yahweh, assigned to help Yahweh's prophecies for his work to come to pass. We are asking the Vatican again to let Yahweh's people go so that they can keep a feast unto him in the place that he has chosen and shown in prophecy. Yahweh, let all who hear this understand. Please stand as we turn it over to the great priest in the house of Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh for his protected place where his people are. Praise Yahweh. At this time, we get to hear from Great Deacon Michael Ossett.
Shabbat Shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. We see the horrors beginning to come upon the earth, you know, with all the shelves of the food missing and the toilet paper and everything. You know, I had to go online yesterday, and I was, like, searching. I'm like, oh, whew, they still got plenty of guitar strings. So, but I'll tell you one thing. The shelves at the house of Yahweh will never run out of material for us to learn. That's a fact. Praise Yahweh. Okay, so this search is a very unique search. I had another one I was going to do, Noisome and Grievous Sore. But fourth day, I had this one started, and it's called Coronavirus. And I typed it in, and it came up one time. And it was on my heart and mind, you need to get this done. You need to get this done. And so fifth day, I frantically was trying to finish it. And prep day, I finished it and called Pastor. And he was working on something at the exact same time, going along the same lines, and neither one of us knew what we were doing, but we were being guided by Yahweh, and when you see this, you're going to be amazed, amazed at this. So let's go ahead and jump into this. This is called Coronavirus, and I put it in there, and it was in there one time. So I'm going to move quickly, because there's a lot of information to cover here. Okay, so right here, we have the main, which is the coronavirus. And when I type the phrase or the word in, it always comes up straight up and down. If you can see the colors, the letters are in red and they're circled. Okay? First thing that came up over here, Wuhan. Right there, Wuhan. Then what Pastor said came up right after that. First, woe. First woe, right there, exactly as the last day's witness had told us. Right here we have abominable, which means highly contagious, abominable. Okay, right here we have Asian. Asian. Now they're saying it originated in China, but we know these things have been around for a lot longer than that from the sins of man. Asian. Okay, we have Asian right here. Catholic. Catholic, and we knew that from the teachings of the Catholic Church is the sins of man and the 4,199 religions. Right here we have eradicate. Eradicate. Deceivers. Deceivers. Then over here, this is very interesting. This one right here, and this one right here. Those are dates, 1965 to 1966, 1966 to 1967. Now, when I first saw this, I just kind of passed it by, but it kept popping into my head to check it. So I looked the date up, see if I can get these out. And in 1965, the history of the human coronavirus began in 1965 with the study of it. It was found in human embryonic tracheal organ cultures obtained from the respiratory tract of an adult with a common cold. Okay, microbes. And then they took it, they couldn't breed it in a dish, so they put it inside hosts, in other words, people, for an experiment to make more of it. And there's a picture, and you notice 1967. So it's an old god newly come up in these last days as the first woe. Now, one thing I want to point out is right here I have the next newsletter that's going to come out. And this is what Pastor was finishing up while I was finishing the coronavirus. Let me get these newsletters. Study them. Don't take them lightly. And this one even has Noisome Grievous Sore code search in it too, which I'll be bringing, which that amazed me. Let me read some of this. You need our book. You need our book. Global warming. Okay, you need to get that. And like I said, the shelves in the house of Yahweh are always full with plenty of material for you to get. They will never run out. Okay, you need our book, The Real Cause of Global Warming, to understand the details of the micro kingdoms that Yahweh set by law to perform certain jobs for mankind, such as grow food, bring rain, sunshine for mankind. When those micro kingdoms are able to do their jobs properly, there are no plagues. There are no plagues with the way Yahweh set it in order. But when they are hampered from doing their jobs properly from the sins of man, plagues are produced instead of everyday blessings. The flood was one such plague. Genesis to Revelation shows that sin hampers the micro kingdoms and causes curses to come forth from those micro kingdoms. Okay, there have been many curses since the flood. The seven plagues that mankind is now facing are the worst in the history of mankind because they have been building in strength since the days of the flood. The curses were only suppressed and depleted when Yahweh had his laws taught to the people, which we see here at the house of Yahweh. It will not come near us. Don't fear. Do not fear. Stay close to your counselors. Stay close to the priesthood. Stay close to the teachings of Yisrael Hawkins, and you have nothing to fear. Nothing. Let's jump back on the code. Let me remind you now. Coronavirus. Wuhan. First woe. Then we have abominable. Asian. Catholic. Eradication, deceivers, and then the date when they first started the studies on the coronavirus in these last days, 1965 to 1967. Now let's continue. Common cold. And remember, that's where they said they found the pathogen, the bacteria was in a common cold. Common cold. This one was really interesting, and my supervisor and I were talking about it, and he had pointed out that that's our immune system. And same pattern on earth, same pattern in the heavens, same pattern in your body. All right? And it's right here. Microbe armies. Microbe armies are at battle right now to try and defend mankind, but they're being weakened because of the sins of man. The microbes that are coming against them The immune system armies that Yahweh put in your body to protect you cannot stand against them. The only thing that can stand against them and stop it is the teachings of Yisrael Hawkins at the house of Yahweh. There is no other place. Okay? Now let's look at this. Intermixture. Intermixture, it's where they mutate. Where microbes mutate with other microbes and rape. Like the song said, the microbe song. I recommend you go back and listen to that song. It's an incredible song. Okay? Connected right here to deceivers is kill. Deceivers kill. Crossing Catholic. Catholic Church. Deceivers kill. Right here crossing Wuhan is rat. Rat. I thought that was interesting. Then last, the last thing that I found in there, and this is beautiful. This is Yahweh. This is Yahshua Messiah and Yisrael Hawkins. And the teachings of Yahweh's house, cure, mountain of Yahweh, laws of Yahweh. Cure, mountain of Yahweh, laws of Yahweh. Now, some of the other things that came up that I didn't have room to put in were Ebola, afflicted, calamitous, consume, blemish, filth, God. Godlike, infection, inflammatory, sacrifice, prophetic, vaccination. All these words regarding this, these microbes and this situation came up. Weaken, plague, war, decline, which was mixed with Catholic. Decline mixed with Catholic. Yes, 4,199 religions. I'd be very afraid right now. I'd be very afraid, and I'd start looking to Yahweh's house if you want to be saved from your curses that are coming upon you. There is no other way. Again, don't fear. Yahweh's with us. Trust in Yahweh. Do what you've been told to do. Follow the instructions in Yahweh's house, and nothing will come upon you. So if you all please stand, have a wonderful Sabbath. Remember, perfect love casts out all fear. Love and care for one another in this time of trouble. At this time, I have the great opportunity to turn over to a great priest in Yahweh's house, the great Kohen Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom. Yahweh's peace be with everyone. Please be seated. All right, if we could put up the title slide, we'll just get right to it, okay? All right, take that down. Time of the resurrection. Here we are, right? It's that time. We're going to prove it today, and we're going to prove who's going to bring it about. And can I have the next slide? Actually, time of the resurrection. This is Great Signs Part 2. Okay, so you remember I left off last time with, and then will, this is Matthew 24, 30 and 31, and then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then will all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he will send his malachim with a great sound of a trumpet. We learn who that was, Yisrael Hawkins. And they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the earth to the other. And we saw the number 3220, which dropped to zero. You get pastor's tag, but it means sea, roar, western. Sea, roar, western. Remember that word, roar. Let's go to the next slide. Now, the other scripture that goes along with that is Luke 21:11, where it says, great earthquakes will be throughout place to place with famines and pestilences, which we're seeing now, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Fearful sights. Remember what we learned last week from the women about not being fearful, okay? There's nothing to fear when you're doing Yahweh's will in Yahweh's house. Notice it's also 3220, and it means sea, roar, western, okay? Now, let's talk about, go to the next slide, because I want you to know that you're in the right place. Yahweh is our refuge and strength, okay? The strength of Yahweh is Yahweh's laws, and this is the protected place right here. Now, I'm going to show you a secret. You remember this sanctuary was built in 1991, right? Right here? Can you... look at, I show you a secret, 1991. secret of Yahweh or secret place of Yahweh. Can you flip that? Okay? Now, you remember that number 996 we've been going over, right? Because I'm going to show you that that number is all about converting, rolling away, changing, turning over, turning back, okay, making upright, and moving. Psalm 46, 2 and 3 tells us, therefore we will not fear in the changing of the earth and in the moving of mountains into the seas. May its waters roar and foam, may mountains tremble in its swelling. Selah. Ponder that. And yes, I said the word may because there's also something coming right now for the month of, they call May. It's a great sign in heaven. You'll be hearing about it later. I'm not going to talk about it today. Okay, well, if you did flip it, guess what you'll get? You'll get 996 again. You see that? You're going to get the 996 again. Okay, if you were to flip that bottom one. Now, let's talk about this changing that's coming. Can I go to the next scripture? Okay, so we're talking about the dead will be raised. Okay, the dead will be raised. Okay? 996. 1 Corinthians 15:52 says, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. We who are alive and remain will be changed. Also, Eob told you in chapter 14, he says, he's going to wait till his change comes. Remember that? The resurrection? All right, that word 1552, 1 Corinthians 1552, has to do with, it's the word Galilee. Now, there's a reason for that, because you Galileans are going to bring this about. Okay, now watch this. It says 1552 means Galilee, a circuit, territory, region. From 1550, a turning, folding, revolving, ring. From 1556, to roll away, to take away, to trust. Now you see that tombstone there that's rolled away, right? Because that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be opening, Yahweh is going to be opening these tombs, these graves. And the people are going to come out. Okay, the dead are going to, in Messiah, will be raised first. Remember this. We go to the next slide. Now, this gematria is off the GMK 1074 sign, the great sign in heaven. One of the great signs, 1074. The first number you get is 322, and it means back, again, from 2068, or 268, after time to come, the West. So that's talking about this last work. 322 in the Greek means to show forth, to show clearly, to exhibit. That word number 1932 in the middle is from 1931, and it means he himself, far. 2127 is the third number. Now get this. It means agitation from 2111, tremble, quake, to shake off, to agitate, as with fear, to move, tremble, and vex. Well, that word 2111 is actually Luke 2111 or 2111 that talks about great earthquakes will be throughout place to place with famines and pestilences, disease epidemics, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Can I have my next slide? When you add up all those numbers that we just went over, 322, 1932, and 2127, you get 4381, and it means accord. Or unity, end, near, moving toward a goal or destination from 4383, and it means appearance, a coming, outwardly, a presence, a sight. And it's from 3700, and it means to appear, to look at, behold, look, see, allow oneself to appear, to gaze with wide open eyes is something remarkable. And you remember, 3700 years after Genesis 49 was written, pastor saw this first sign from heaven. Remember the donkey in the sky, okay? 1689, I believe, is when Genesis 49 was written, and 2011 years later was 3,700 years. Okay, next slide. We put in all of those meanings right there, okay, that I just gave you, and you get the first number is 6983 or 23, and it means to come to meet. to come before, to project oneself, okay? Now remember, Yahshua is not going to come here, okay? But he's going to make his presence known, okay? And he's going to make his appearance, okay? As Pastor told us, a little at a time. Remember, he said we would freak out if we saw Yahshua right now. We're not ready, okay? But he's making his appearance, but he's not coming here physically. But he's making his appearance known. Now watch. The first number, 6923, come to meet, come before, to project oneself. Second number, 4153, means appointed place of Yahweh, appointed time of Yahweh. Well, what's the appointed place of Yahweh? It's right here, okay? And 4153 in the Greek means spiritually, in a spiritual way, figuratively, from 4152, spiritual regenerate. You know, the time of the regeneration, okay, the resurrection, the restoring of the earth, this converting of the earth, this changing that's going to take place. Okay, that third number, next slide, 444344. If you'll notice, that's a palindrome. You can read it the same forward and back when there's a reason. It's pointing to Yochanan 443, okay? It's the number 443 forward and backwards. Where it reads, now after 2 days, speaking of Yahshua, he left there and he went on into Galilee. Remember what Galilee means? Circuit, to revolve, to turn back, etc., right? Roll away, ring. Now this is from the sixth book of Israel, chapter 21, verse 108. Pastor says, but after I'm raised up, I will go before you into Galilee. He was making a prophecy here because he knew the prophecy already that had actually... Let me start again. But after I'm raised up, I'll go before you into Galilee. He was making a prophecy here because he knew the prophecy already that actually prophesied this would take place and the work would actually go back to Galilee. Now, when you put the last part of that quote in the Yematria where it says he was making a prophecy here because he knew the prophecy already that actually prophesied this would take place and the work would actually go back to Galilee. Remember where Abilene was, okay? Notice you get 1074. Okay, drop that 8 off the end. Now look at the next slide. It says, this is Yochanan 4:45. It says, when he came into Galilee, the Galileans welcomed him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem during the great feast of unleavened bread. For they also went to the feast, speaking of the Galileans and how they accepted Yahshua. And remember all the work that he did in that time period in that area. Now, that number 9066, you get 906, and it means white linen, a linen garment. It's used in Yekeskia 9:2, from 909 to be separate, isolated, lonely shoots. Remember, you remember about the shoots from Yahshua, the roots? Yahshua was of Yishai, the Isaiah 11. He said, I am the root. He says, I'm the vine. You're the branches. You remember all that? We brought all this before. We'll have to go back in depth on it at some point. But Yahshua's shoot, we are the shoots of Yahshua. We're the roots of the donkeys. Remember, we're the colt of the donkey. Okay? We're that last work, the seventh work. The donkeys were the fifth work. We're the colts. Okay? So Yahshua shoot 1074. Now let's look at the next slide because Yekeskia 9:2 gives us another clue. Yekeskia 9:2 says the man clothed in linen with the writer's inkhorn at his side. Okay, when you put that in your matrix, you get 3484 is Yeshurun, the upright one, or upright one, it says. From 3474 to be smooth, straight, or right, fixed, straight. Remember? And you're going to see why he's called Yeshurun, because he's going to be the one to straighten this mess out, to make it, to turn it back the way it should have been. Okay, now, and I'll show you how it ties into resurrection. Remember Isaiah 44:2, do not be afraid, Jacob, my servant, and Yeshurun, beloved Israel, whom I have appointed. Okay, that shows you who Yeshurun is. So let's go to the next slide. Now, when you take Yochanan 4:45, and about him coming into Galilee and how he was welcomed. Can you flip that for me, please? Okay, you see who that's talking about, right? This man who on 9906 lifted his hands to heaven, the upright one. Yeshurun, the upright one. Remember? Flip it. Flip it, make it right. Flip it back. Change it. Okay? Overturn it. Convert. That's what this 996 is talking about today. It's about conversion of the earth, the changing, the moving of the mountains into the sea. We'll get to that too, because Zerubbabel is the one. Remember, he says, who are you, O great mountain? Before you, before Zerubbabel, you're going to be made into a plain. Okay? And this mountain is going to loom up. Okay? As you're going to see, it's taking place right now. Okay? All right. Can I have the next slide? This upright one. Put in upright one, you get 559. That's page 559 of the book of Yahweh, where it tells you in Isaiah 45, 1, this is what Yahweh says to his anointed for uprightness, who I have taken by his right hand to subdue nations. He's talking about Yeshurun, the upright one. Anointed for uprightness, 1074. Make smooth, straight, and right, 322. That's pastor's tag. Both of those show pastor's tag numbers assigned in these last days. One in the state of Arkansas, one in the state of Texas, 1074. Can I have my next slide? Now, 3484 in the Greek, okay? 3484 in the Greek, remember this is from the man clothed in linen with the writer's ink horn at his side. 3484 means Nain, or in Hebrew I believe it's pronounced Nahan, but it's a village of Galilee, a village of Galilee. Now notice, when you put in Nain, a village of Galilee, 1074? Okay. Well, in that village, Yahshua raised a widow's son from the dead. Okay? Put in widow's son, Nain, 1074. Okay? This is found in Luke 7:15, 1074. Well, let's see more. Can I have the next slide? In Luke 7:14, it says, Yahshua, he went up and touched the buyer, and as they who carried him stood still, and he said, young man, to you I say, wake up. And he who was dead sat up and began to speak. Now keep that word sat up in your mind, okay? Let's look at that first number, 1380. 1380 means a chain of hills, a mountain, an area, territory. The second number, Greek 1380, means to show, to point out, to teach, to make known, to demonstrate, to bring. Remember, Abel talks about bringing. That's where the teaching takes place. 8280, drop the zero. That's pastor's birthday. But it's also, remember the word Yisrael? It comes from 8280. 3478 comes from 8280. And it means to have power, to prevail, to overcome. And that third number, 1056, in the Hebrew means a valley. From 1058, mourn. And remember, mourn is Abel. Abel means mourning. Valley? This is the peaceful valley right here. We proved that before. The peaceful valley, 1074. 179 is Abel. And 1559 is the word, comes from 1556, to roll away, take away, remove, together, trust. That third number, 1056, in the Greek means Galilee. Isn't this amazing? How Galilee keeps coming up? From 1551, a rod. And remember the rod that's going to be given, the righteous scepter, ring, district. From 1550, a turning. From 1556, to roll away, take away, remove, together, trust. Okay, let's go to the next slide. When you put in all those numbers, you add those 1380, 8280, and 1056, or 10560, look what number comes up. 2022. Isn't that where we're sitting right now? The mountain, the promotion, the hills of Galilee, the mountain of the house of Yahweh. And Strong's Greek 2022 means to pour upon, to pour in. From 1909, get this, above connection. Remember, making the connection with Yahweh. We're going to make that connection and raise the dead together at this time. Okay? Let's go to the next slide. That third number, let's see, hold on. Okay, when you put in all those meanings I just gave you, you get the number 41415. So to be 4141, we look up, and it means encompassing, surrounding, a circuit, to turn about, to go around, surround, circled, circle around, to revolve, circling, circuit, change, changed, returned, turned, over, bring back, drive, think of Luke 20, bring again. Now, remember that number 5437. You see it in red? Keep it in your mind. Now go to the next one. Remember Texas State Highway? I brought this out on 225-2017. Go look for yourself. When you put in Texas Highway, Texas State Highway, Loop 322, you get 5439. 5439 is from 5437. Look, you see that number? To turn about, to go around, surround, circle, to revolve. Remember, it's a loop. But it's talking about Genesis 3:22. We're going to loop around and we're going to bring them back. Remember, salvation's offered in these last days. The tree of life was shut off in Genesis 3:22. But we're bringing it back. We're turning it around. Okay? You don't believe me? I'll prove it to you. Next slide. Who's the modern day Galileans? 1074. Okay, now look at that number 807 in Jewish. That's showing you page 807 of the book of Yahweh in Luke 20, verse 37, where it says, "Now the dead are raised, even as Moshe showed at the burning bush," at the house of Yahweh, remember? "When he called Yahweh the father of Abraham and the father of Isaac and the father of Jacob. For he is not a father of the dead, but of the living." Put that in your matria, 1074. Right? Whose tag number is that? Okay, next slide. Today's 321, right? On the Roman calendar. When you put in Luke 20:37, you get 321, which means afterward, following, west. 321 in the Greek means to bring up, bring out, bring forth, bring up again, loose. Okay? Binding and loosing. Remember that too. We're going to bring them up out of the graves. We're going to loose them from sin. Okay? And the second number, 3317, it's the mighty one will open. The mighty one will open. And notice, Brown, Driver, and Briggs gives a little bit more on that number, 3317. And it says at the bottom, upper part of Abilene? You see that word? You see that? Next slide. Behold, I'm going to show you a secret before I get off the stage. You see this? 1 Corinthians 15:51 says, "Behold, I show you a secret truth." Notice 15:51 means Galilee. Okay? Now, 3:39 means to set up, to sit up. It's only used twice in your whole book of Yahweh about raising the dead. Remember Yeshurun, the upright one? Second number, 2034, means seven or seventh. That's the seventh messenger. 2568 is the third number, and it means five or fifth. That's Yahshua. Notice, 339 is pointing to Luke 7:15, where it says that young man sat up when Yahshua told him to wake up. Last slide. Now, who's going to do it this time? 1 Thessalonians 4:16 says, "For Yahshua himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the Malach Gadol, and with the trumpet of Yahweh, and the dead in Messiah will be raised first." Now notice the side note. 1 Thessalonians 4:16a, if you put that in your matria, you get 322, pastor's tag. So let's look at footnote A. It says that word shout means orders or command, that by which orders are given to me. Notice, put that in your matria. Whose number is that? 3478 Yisrael. He's the one, okay? And with all of us, right? Who's the trump of Yahweh? 1074. That's right. Okay, and now if you'd all please stand, it's been a great pleasure. You're in the right place. Keep trusting in Yahweh. And soon you'll be given this power to raise the dead, and we'll all go forth in great power and glory, and it'll be a wonderful day. And if at this time, I'd like to turn it over to the great priest, the great Kohen Yehuda Hawkins.
Shalom. Please be seated. Please take your books of Yahweh and turn to page 4. We're going to look at Genesis 6, verses 1 through 3 real quick. And if you have a Bible, just Genesis 6, verses 1 through 3. Now, I'm going to have to go ahead and move pretty quick here. So it goes, "Now it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born to them, that the sons of the gods, the Elohim, saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful, and they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And Yahweh said, the men of this world will never subject themselves to my word, the law and the prophets, for they are indeed carnally minded, thus their days shall be 120 years. The research in this took a while, so there's a lot of stuff. The word multiply that is written in Genesis 6:1 is translated from the Hebrew word larab. This word is listed on page 682 of the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldean Lexicon by Benjamin Davidson, which shows this word means to contend, to strive, violent conflict, quarrel. Or as David said, they are for war always. The word sons that is written in Genesis 6:2 is translated from the Hebrew word bani. This word is listed on page 66 of the Sefer HaShoshim, a Hebrew and English lexicon by Selig Newman, which shows this word means a worthless fellow, worthy of beating, worthy of death, a disciple, obviously, of the gods. The word beautiful that is written in Genesis 6:2 is translated from the Hebrew word tub. This word is listed on page 521 of volume 1 of the Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary by Marcus Castro, which shows this word means they adorn themselves in honor of the gods. The word took that is written in Genesis 6, verse 2, is translated from the Hebrew word yakahu. This word is listed on page 449 of the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldean Lexicon of Benjamin Davidson, which shows this word is of the futuristic tense and means to take, to seize, to take forcibly. You hear all about grabbing things these days? The word so that is written in Genesis verse 2 is translated from the Hebrew conjunction wa. This word is listed on page 233 of the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldean Lexicon by Benjamin Davidson, which shows this word means it came to pass, future tense. In other words, it is going to come to pass. What this is telling you, this here is not just a historical account, it is also a prophecy of what is to come. Okay, keep that in mind, please, please. The word never that is written in Genesis 6:3 is translated from the Hebrew article of negation la. This word is listed on page 720 of a Hebrew and Chaldean lexicon by Julius First, which shows this word means unless. The words subject themselves that are written in Genesis 6:3 are translated from the Hebrew word yadun. There is a lot of information about this word that is written in several Hebrew lexicons and dictionaries, and actually says and means in Gesenius Hebrew and Chaldean Lexicon by Everett Robinson, page 218, shows this word means to subject. It is listed as words 3034 and 3036 of the Hebrew Dictionary of the New Strong's Expanded Exhaustive Concordance of the Bible, that shows this word means that this word traces back to the Hebrew root word yad. The Hebrew and Aramaic Lexicon of the Old Testament by Koehler and Baumgartner, volume 2, page 388, shows this word, root word yad, means instruction. And a Hebrew and English lexicon of the Old Testament by Brown, Driver, and Briggs, pages 389 and 391, then show this word yad means priest, and also speaks of the two witnesses testified of in Zechariah 4:12 and Revelation 11:3-4. The words 120 years that is written in Genesis 6:3 is translated from the Hebrew phrase ma wa osharim shana. The Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary by Marcus Jastrow, volume 2, pages 1604, shows this phrase means the world will last 6,000 years. So this is a prophecy. Thus saith Yahweh, now it will come to pass when men begin to fight and war among themselves on the face of the earth, and daughters are born to them, that worthless men worthy of chastisement and death who are disciples of the gods, the Elohim, will see the daughter of men that they too worship the gods, that it will come to pass that they will all take wives for themselves of all whom they choose by force. For Yahweh said, I have said, the men of this world will never subject themselves unless they are instructed in my word, the law and prophet, by my two witnesses. For they are indeed carnally minded, men, not the witnesses. Thus their days shall be 6,000 years, and time is running out. Very well. Take a quick look at Leviticus 18:25 on page 97. Page 97. Leviticus 18:25, page 97. And the land, the world, the universe is defiled, as a Hebrew word, aratz. You can look it up in any, even Strong's. Therefore, I punish the sin thereof upon it, and the land itself vomits out her inhabitants. In other words, Yahweh says he's going to beat the tar out of you, doesn't he? The word punish that is written in Leviticus 18:25 is translated from the Hebrew word afakad. This word is listed on page 518 of a compendious and complete Hebrew and Chaldee lexicon to the Old Testament by Benjamin Davies, not Benjamin Davidson, but Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, which shows this word means to search out, to visit judicially, or make inquisition. Now, this is not talking about the church beating people up like you hear in history. It means inquisition, to inquire, to ask questions, inquire of a matter, the verdict of a judicial matter. Call them to account, take them to trial, and then come to a judicial verdict. So what Leviticus 18:25 is saying about all this mess is, and the world, the land, the universe, creation is defiled. Therefore, I will judge the sin thereof and call those who sin to account. And the land itself vomits out her inhabitants. Okay, for our last scripture, turn to page 981, and we're going to look at Revelation 16, verses 1 through 2. Now, Genesis 6, 1 through 3 said it's up to the two witnesses to get the job done, Jacob and Israel. But I found some interesting things in Revelation 16, verses 1 and 2, about their work and everything. That's from page 981 in your book of Yahweh in the Bible, Revelation 6, verses 1 and 2. And I heard a great voice out of the house saying to the seven Malachim, go your ways and pour out the bowls of the wrath of Yahweh upon the earth. I don't know if y'all is as temperamental as that. I just don't even think I want to try, would I? Or any of you. It's just that bad. That's how dumb it gets. I mean, I'm talking about the deception. I'm not talking about anything personal. The deception that deceived minds come up with. And the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth. And there came a noise of a grievous sore upon the men who had the mark of the beast and upon those who worshipped his likeness. The words, a great voice, that are written in Revelation 16, 1, are translated from the Hebrew word kul. That's Q-U-L or kaf wa lamed. This word is listed on page 1327. Of volume 2 of the Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary by Marcus Jaster, which shows this word means the voice of revelation. Fascinating. I'm sure that if you sit and ponder on this, you will get the point of what it's saying. The word house that is written in Revelation 16:1 is translated from the Hebrew word bayit. This word is listed on page 122 of the Lexicon in Veteris Testamenti Libros by Coelho and Baumgartner, which shows this word means house of Yahweh. The word wrath that is written in Revelation 16:1 is translated from the Hebrew word af. This word is listed on page 99 of volume 1 of the Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary by Marcus Jaster, which shows this word is an allegory of a word that means justice. The word and in the phrase and upon those that is written in Revelation 16:2 is translated from the Hebrew conjunction wa. This word is listed on page 233 of the Analytical Hebrew and Chaldee Lexicon by Benjamin Davidson, which shows this means for or because. The word upon that is written in the phrase and upon those that is written in Revelation 16:2 has been added. There is no Hebrew word that means upon written in this phrase or in this, as it is written in the original Hebrew of Revelation 16:2, so this word must be taken out. The word image that is written in Revelation 16:2 is translated from the Hebrew word zalam. This word is listed on page 1284, volume 2 of the Hebrew Aramaic English Dictionary of Marcus Jastrow, which says this word means image, likeness. When anyone entered the room of the likenesses, Yahweh's presence left them. This is what is being said. And I heard the prophetic word come from the house of Yahweh, saying, the seven Malachim will go their ways and pour out the bowls of the justice of Yahweh upon the earth. And the first went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and there came a noise of a grievous sore upon the men who had the mark of the beast, for because Yahweh had turned away from anyone who enters a place to worship a likeness of the beast. And what do they have in those churches? It doesn't matter whether they're Catholic or Protestant. You see pictures of Jesus, or you see statues. The likeness of what men have dreamt up in their deceived minds. But as they had said, the two witnesses, and I heard the prophetic word come from the house of Yahweh. For it says, these things come unto man by the prophetic word. Jeremiah 23, verse 36, and 2 Kefa 1, verses 19-21. The word of Yahweh, the prophetic word, comes from the house of Yahweh. And it will tell all of you and the world, it is time to call it quits on God's and cling fast to Yahweh. May Yahweh bless your understanding. And as now as I clear out, paperwork. We turn the services over to the great Kohan Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Now, as you see this virus going through, don't forget the prophecies that are taking place. Remember, hurt not the oil and the wine, this economic system being the wine, this way of living. And of course, you'll see this taking place right now across in a global scale. You're hearing a lot about the coronavirus, and of course, that's taking up, or also known as COVID-19. It's taking a lot of the news, but you have to really dig for the oil war that is taking place right now. With oil stocks, they have plunged. Saudi Arabia and Russia are in a very heated oil battle. And if you're not familiar with Saudi Arabia, they're kind of like a satellite oil company for the United States. They enforce this petrodollar. That makes that dollar the world currency. Well, right now, Saudi Arabia this last week actually offered oil at $3 to $4 a barrel. Because Saudi Arabia can make money at $3 a barrel. Russia can make money at $8 a barrel, is what they're reporting. The United States, due to shale oil and the fracturing and the process it takes, they're saying it costs $47 a barrel to make a profit. Well, of course, they want to make a lot of money. They don't want to make a little, but Saudi Arabia is trying to choke down Russia. Well, why are they trying to choke down Russia? Well, Russia and China right now, watch the news carefully, they're working on forming a oil reserve that they can use to get countries away from this petrodollar, which is what dominates countries. It's what allows the United States to sanction people. When the American dollar is the national or the global reserve, that allows them to sanction everyone. But if you can escape that dollar, you can get away from sanctions. Well, of course, there's a lot playing into this, and you can see in President Trump's comments what's taking place. Now, Russia is saying that what Saudi Arabia is doing by trying to drop down these oil prices, they're calling it a scorched earth approach. Remember what Isaiah 24:6 says, this earth is going to be burned and few men left. Hurt not this oil, and don't take away our entertainment. If you don't think there's ships out in the ocean right now with a lot of merchandise and they're all looking at each other going, who's going to buy our stuff? We got lots of stuff to sell. Where are we going to take it? Who's going to buy it? All of these things have been brought by Yahweh's seventh Malach in these last days and spoken of in Revelations many years ago. But why are these jobs so important? You're going to hear President Trump saying that the American people's jobs are the most important. Well, they give an example of why it's so important for you to have a job and why you need to borrow money from banks and why banks need to make sure they collect money from you, because it's to feed the investors that want to make hundreds of million dollars off the average worker plus tax money. It has nothing to do with survival. It has to do with bringing in money, making lots of money. It's greed. It's a lot of greed. And, of course, the love of money is a root of evil. And they'll sacrifice many for this money. We've seen it with wars in the Middle East. Well, they're saying this coronavirus, it is in at least 141 different countries. All 50 states in the United States have it. And, of course, Italy is on complete lockdown, and Italy is being called the new hotspot for this virus. And, of course, you have the Pope giving emotional pleas, but it seems, as Pope Benedict said, that his God may be away on a vacation or sleeping because there's no answers yet. And I don't say that in jest. I say that is there's no answers from these gods. And Jeremiah said they would cry out to their gods. They would run to their high places and they would do these things, but they would be of no effect. Well, medical workers are becoming extremely exhausted. They're contracting the virus now and dealing with these patients, a lot of it being passed around. They're reporting that someone, and this is Iran reporting this, so this is their own individual news sources reporting this. They're saying someone dies in Iran from COVID-19 every 10 minutes right now. That's the average they're giving, every 10 minutes. Of course, several states are shutting down. They're saying they need to quarantine themselves. And of course, if you watch the conflict is coming up right now is, how do we stop this virus? And they're calling it the invisible enemy. They can't see it. Well, only Yahweh's people believe without seeing. And one thing to remember, when you hear this, if this COVID-19 made you change your life, these are the same things the House of Yahweh has been bringing out for years. It shouldn't really change much for you. We've always separated ourselves. We've always kept social distancing. That's a practice in the House of Yahweh for many years. And we've always believed in staying away from things that are contagious. Well, you're seeing these states shut down, and they're trying to figure out, how do we keep this money going? But how do we keep the people from getting sick? Because we're going to have to tax the healthcare system out. That's going to cost the government money. How do we keep these things going? It's very important to remember in the strategic things they're doing, money has to circulate to have value. If it doesn't circulate, you realize very quickly that money has no value. They need it circulating. They don't need you thinking about what's going on. Well, the largest cities you're going to see, they're becoming ghost towns, from San Francisco to New York, Seattle. A lot of these are becoming ghost towns where there's 100% non-essential workers. In other words, if you don't have a job that has been approved by the government as essential, you're not required, you're not asked, you're expected to stay home. You're not being expected to go to work. You're expected to stay home. Hopefully you have a lot of food stored up. I don't know how you're supposed to get this. They say you can't go to work, but you can go buy food. Now, how you're buying the food if you're not working, I don't know. And if you haven't seen it, there's a lot of companies making ways for you to pay your bills online so you don't miss your bills. Why? Well, watch why this money has to be circulated. It has to come or else this system fails. It will implode on itself. Well, President Trump once again speaks about it, but watch how this oil, the oil is collapsing right along with the economies, and there's a lot of fighting. But remember what Malachi Martin said. Look who's fighting in this. China and Russia is looking to make their own reserves. This is something important to understand. You heard President Trump this week say there would be a $1 trillion bailout. First thing you have to ask yourself is, where does $1 trillion come from? The United States has always done bailouts through selling oil reserve. That's how President Bush did it. That's how President Obama did it. We have 727 million barrels in oil reserve. They put it on the market. They use that money to bail people out. This time is very different. If you notice, President Trump, he says the U.S. looking to buy oil and bid to save the American shell producer. They're trying to save the American oil business, and they're going to buy shell oil. He said we're going to fill the top. Well, where else can you find $1 trillion? Trump blames China for coronavirus pandemic. The world is paying a very big price for what they did. The only other place America has a large amount of money they can pull, watch to see if China gets paid the debt the United States owes them. Watch to see what occurs. And believe it or not, you should believe it. Everyone here believes it. I hope everyone that's out in this world starts to believing. You're going to see China and Russia and the United States and the Vatican off to the side all vying for that top spot, and there's going to be all-out war. At this time, if we could please go ahead and play the news. The greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone! Please be seated. I got the green ears if y'all will get the new moon. Peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I'd like you to really pay close attention. I'm just going to cover just one point here to get you to thinking on what's taking place. What you see taking place right now is the greatest kingdom in the universe is changing hands. And of course, praise Yahweh, this big change and the seven last plagues, it points to one thing. It points to one thing. Satan is hopes in these seven plagues that she's built mankind up to. She's the inspiration of what brought this trouble to the micro kingdoms of which you're made. I just wiped about 10 million off of my face there. You can't see them, but they're there. You really need the book, The Real Cause of Global Warming. And you need the book, The Mark of the Beast. To fully understand this, I laid it out in detail in those two books, but these seven last plagues that we see taking place here, I started to cover one there last week, the last time I spoke. I got into it just a little bit, but we reached, I'm told. I better show you this. You got your seatbelts on. I know you were told, but there it is in writing, in print. we contacted these people, and they said, you know, we're actually reaching about 2 billion people. I said, that's strange that they would use that number, because Yahweh shows that he's going to pull about 2 billion out of this world. Now, if you remember, we got up to the word crown, and that, of course, is shown us in this coronavirus, the word crown. A crown is something, it's authority given to a person or a corporation. In the days of Yahshua, if you remember, it also means a wreath, you know, represents death, and they hang it on their doors. Get those things in your mind, because Yahshua, if you remember, they made him a crown out of briars, twisted briars, and put it on his head. They didn't know it, of course, but they themselves crowned him as shown in Genesis 49. I'm getting ahead of myself, but I've got to skip some of this, and I'll cover it more in detail later. But here in Genesis 49, verse 10, he says the scepter, this is the ruling, the authority to rule. This was given to given to Satan or Lucifer. Lucifer actually means light bringer. The commentators get this all mixed up, and they say, well, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't, because that represents Yahshua. And they want it to represent the God Jesus and Christ, which are our gods, and put forth by Cain as in the God-worshipping religion, called later the Coptic Catholics and then Roman Catholics. But the Hebrew for this expression, light-bringer or shining one, is translated Lucifer in the Latin Vulgate, and is thus translated in the King James Version. But because of the association of that name with Satan, it is not now used in this and other translations. But it did mean, it does mean Satan. And of course, when she tempted Eve, when she deceived Eve into falling into sin, following sin, and deceived so many in the world today, the whole world, Revelation 12:9, she deceives the whole world. The whole world that is spoken of is from this falling away time here. The power that Satan threw away, it wasn't taken from her by Yahweh. She actually rejected it and followed the gods and told mankind to follow the gods. And of course, that's where God worship began, with Cain. And of course, verse chapter 4 of Genesis shows that this brought anger to Cain, and of course caused him to actually kill his brother who was righteous. Well, Yahweh said to Lucifer here in verse 14, it's 3:14, Genesis 3:14, she said in verse 5, be evil like the gods. People can't see that the way it's written, but if you'll just take your time and look at those words, evil as the gods. The gods are evil. The Catholic Church promotes God worship. It's evil like the gods. Please get that out there. All 3 billion of you, 2 billion of you, understand that. It's in Genesis 3, verse 5. That's what mankind chose due to the deception of Satan. Satan deceived Eve. Eve talked Adam into sin. Well, Yahweh says to Satan here now, Lucifer, the light bringer. That was her job. She was established as light bringer. She was crowned. She was crowned as light bringer. And now she's crowned as fixing to bring forth, 6 more plagues that are worse than this one you are suffering out there now in the land of the gods. Yes. You're suffering all over the land of the gods, which is the whole earth. This is what your scripture is telling you. She was the light bringer, assigned, crowned, established to bring light to the world. And instead, she brought God worship, evil to the world. Evil like the gods. Well, what is evil? If you read 1 John in King James Version, or 1 Yochanan in the Book of Yahweh, it tells you it's sin. It's breaking the laws of Yahweh. He who transgresses the law brings forth, practices sin. That's simple. I used to tell my brother-in-law, who was a Free Will Baptist, I said, don't you know that the seventh-day Sabbath is one of the commandments? And I showed him, well, we have to keep the commandments. The Savior said, blessed are those who keep the commandment. Where did he say that? Revelation, the very last chapter, almost the last verse. Revelation 22:14. Verse 12 shows it's Yahshua, Messiah, that is doing the speaking. Read it for yourselves. You can't be that stupid that you can't see what that verse tells you. I'm talking to the preachers out there, the deceivers, following the Catholic Church, God worshipers, who's making these plagues come alive. This has a build-up, this plague that we're seeing right now. It's a build-up from right here, Genesis 4:3, chapter 3. But Yahweh said to the serpent, the light bringer, because you have done this, you're bitterly cursed. You're bitterly cursed. Now, of course, they want you to think that Yahweh didn't like that, so he pronounced a curse upon her. You know, no. She's the one that brought it. Yahweh set the microorganisms, the kingdoms, at work in your body that makes your body function. You can see with your eyes until you eat the wrong foods, have certain wrong activities performed in your body that the scripture says don't do. Like Leviticus 18, it spells it out. It's in your so-called New Testament too, 1 Corinthians 6 and 2 Corinthians 6. Speaking of sodomy, which causes blindness. How does it do that? You broke the law. You changed the kingdoms of the microorganisms in your eyes. They're no longer able to function. They start dimming and going blind on you. You can't see. Yes, this occurs to thousands and thousands of people. Not only that, your heart, your liver, your kidneys, everything in your body can break down with these sins. It causes harm to come to the micro kingdoms that is governing your body to make you function, makes you see, smell, eat, hear, all of those things. It's made up of millions of kingdoms that help you to enjoy life. Now, because you have done this, Satan, you're no longer a light bringer, you're a curse bringer. You see what I'm talking about? She threw it away. She brought poison to the micro kingdoms in Adam and Eve's body, and they started dying. Because you have done this, you're bitterly cursed. Well, the world, you're getting a taste of that curse right now. This coronavirus that they're experiencing. It's got you scared.
It'll be gone soon. The scripture even tells you how long it'll last. It'll be gone. But there's another coming behind it that's far worse than this one. You could repent. That's what Yahweh said in Acts 3:19, repent and convert. Your preachers won't do it. Your religions won't do it. They'd have to admit they've been wrong. They've been following Satan, and they're not going to do that. They're following Satan. They belong to Satan. That's what 1 John 3 says. Read it. You need to read it for yourself. Even the King James Version will tell you that. You're following Satan. You belong to Satan. And the soul that sins, it will die. That's Ezekiel in your King James Version, chapter 18. No, you don't have an immortal soul that's going to go to heaven. They're lying there too. The Pope now is telling the people, trying to comfort them, we're going to forgive all the people their sins. We're going to forgive the people their sins who die of this plague. Well, of course, that's a laugh. He won't tell you what sin is. He won't tell you to repent and stop sinning. He's just going to forgive you for sins. Sin is a practice breaking Yahweh's laws. If you break one, you're guilty of breaking them all, because you bring this curse that destroys micro kingdoms. Micro kingdoms, you can't see them, but they are powerful. They can open up the earth and swallow people. Yes, they have that kind of power. You know what to do? To protect themselves and their work that they're doing. They've assigned it by law. Science knows it. They know that these kingdoms were assigned by law to do their jobs, each one of them. And that's what they're doing. But if they can't do it, if they get sick and do the wrong thing, then it brings something else to your body. Okay, it says, you are bitterly cursed. I established you. That is, I crowned you. I crowned you. I gave you this authority. You see that? I crowned you. That's what that word means. Coronavirus. Coronavirus. The word corona, it means crown. A crown of authority to do things. Gives authority to do it. Well, she neglected that and went the way of her evil gods that she had raised up, telling them, don't believe your daddy. Oh, boy. You know, that woman is really smart. She had in mind creating her own kingdom, doing what she wants to do. Don't join the work of Yahweh. Do what you want to do. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. That's the saying my brother-in-law had. Bitterly cursed, I established you. I crowned you over all living things. I establish you over all flesh on the ground. But your ability to bring forth life from the dust, from the microorganisms, notice, will be taken from you. They will no longer serve her. You will go to your punishment. A little bit of that is mistranslated, but it's corrected already, and we'll get it in the next version. Now go back to Genesis 49, verse 10. The scepter, this is the ruling scepter, the crown. The crown they actually took and put on Yeshua's head and said, now you are king of the Jews, or king of the Yadim. Well, of course, they gave it freely themselves to him. This was their authority. This was their authority at that time. The great Roman army that that the Catholic Church had put together. The Catholic Church was known as Pharisees, Sadducees, Essenes, and Herodian. Where you want to turn to is Genesis 49. That's where I want you to go. This scripture, you can base your life on these scriptures. You're a fool if you don't. If you don't believe them, you won't follow them, and you'll never have eternal life. Blessed are those. The Savior said this. Revelation 22:14. Blessed are those who keep his commandments. The word there is debar, which means laws. Keep his laws. The greatest law is love Yahweh with all your heart. Love. The second one is love your neighbor as yourself. That's Deuteronomy 6. Well, the scepter will not depart from Yada. That's a fact. It won't depart. Yeshua's crown for it. They gave him that authority, but Yeshua had to fulfill certain prophecies. Two, Yeshua was prophesied right here in Genesis to be brought forth at a different time by Yosef. Did you hear the word Yosef? Yosef. The scepter will not depart from Yada, nor a ruling staff, a crowned staff, from between his feet until he comes to whom tribute actually belongs. And the obedience of the nations is his. Now look over, remember the name Yosef, and look at verse 26 now. Blessings of grain, stalks, and blossoms. Blessings of mountains, that's promotion. Same thing you see in Micaiah 4, verses 1 through 3. The house of Yahweh. I'll promote my house in these last days. I'll lift myself up in these last days. Blessings, remember that, what I just said. Blessings of grain, blessings of grain, stalk, and blossoms. Blessings of mountains, eternal mountains that won't be changed. The delights of hills, everlasting. Notice this is everlasting, what he's showing you here in this verse. Let all these rest on the head of Yosef. Oh, that's beautiful. When you go and look whose name brought forth Yeshua. On the crown. Do you see that? On the corona. You see that? That's what's going to bring it in this 3.5 years, starting with the coronavirus, the crown virus. It's actually prophesied to bring this in. Now, Satan, as I said, she hopes to use these seven plagues to destroy mankind. You know, they're serving a person, a being that hates them. She doesn't want mankind. She doesn't want mankind to achieve this great power that Yahweh set for him in Genesis 1:26. I'll give him authority. I'll crown him. I'll crown him. I'll corona him with this great authority over that Satan threw away right here. She was crowned. She gave up the crown. She rejected the crown. And now it's coming to her in another form of curses, really bad curses on mankind. But this will pass, as I told you. It'll pass away. It'll be gone here in a few more weeks. And then you'll think you've got it whipped. But you won't. You got six more coming behind it in this generation. Yes, in this generation. It's going to be the worst time ever. The crown of the head of the one set apart. The one set apart. Remember all them? That's the house of Yahweh. Micah 4, 1 through 3. Those set apart in Scripture. I'll have no other work, Yahweh said, except those that I prophesy. No other work. That's the house of Yahweh. Psalms 23, 1 through 6. One set apart from his brothers. Well, this is Joseph, and of course, if you look to see who fathered Yeshua, you'll find out his name was Joseph. Wonder why? 3 million people. Well, we'll top that this week, I'm sure. But we're actually reaching. They said we're reaching in this one program. 2 billion. Those 2 billion that are listening to me now, we're at war with Satan. Satan, Yahweh is going to win, of course. But Satan is going to try to scare you. That's the reason Yahweh says, don't fear. He tells you that over and over and over. Don't get scared. Don't fear. Fear not. He keeps saying this over and over. Why? Because there's going to be some really fearful things that you're going to see. Keep reading Psalms 91. Read it. Learn it. Those are promises made to you. Colossians says there's the shadow of Yahweh from things to come. Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services next to the next leader. I love you.